to Rap Parents Episode 2, The 2000s. I'm your host, Laj Casillas, and in this episode, we'll be discussing the overall style aesthetic of the 2000s within the hip-hop community that showcased many hip-hop essentials and paved the way for what fashion has evolved to in the present day. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of Rap Parents. Today I'm joined by a guest. And who is that guest? Why don't you introduce yourself, guest? Who are you?
Hello, I'm Violet. I'm Elijah's sister. And today I'm going to be a guest here on this podcast. And I can't wait. I've been really excited. And I just hope that I can share some of my thoughts today.
All right, Violet, thank you. So to start off the episode, Violet, who comes to mind? Who is the prime figure when you think of rap fashion from the 2000s? Who comes to mind?
So for me personally, there's like a lot of figures that come into mind, but obviously the most prominent would definitely be celebrities. And when I mean celebrities, I mean more so Kanye or Jay-Z, because they really did have an impact on the fashion in the 2000s just from their overwhelming success in the industry.
Right. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So Kanye, Jay-Z, I would have said Eminem, really, because, you know, we'll get it out the way now. A prominent feature of the 2000s rap fashion is the blank white t-shirt. They're called tall tees, with the very baggy black jeans, black pants. Eminem, that was like his staple in like the early 2000s. So I would have said Eminem, but I'm definitely agree with you for saying Kanye or saying Jay-Z. So the first thing I want to talk about is just the overall aesthetic of the 2000s. Starting off with the headwear, you had these new era fitted hats with the sticker still attached. And today it looks kind of funny, or it looks like just kind of like you don't care that you just bought it. But in the 2000s, it was really something that people did and something that people considered a staple in the fashion industry for the hip hop. So what are your thoughts on that?
No, yeah, I really agree with you on that, because this period of fashion, it had a bunch of trends, styles, influences. I mean, not only did it come from like streetwear, so it could be worn by everyday people, but it also went all the way far as to like the one percenters who can afford like all of these luxury items. It was something worn by like celebrities, but also the common people. So it was definitely like a statement of your self-expression and cultural pride.
So this being a time where I was just being born, you were pretty much like
non-existent.
So really the only like reliability we have on this would be to like videos or like songs, lyrics to songs, or even like stories themselves. But just going back on that, the overall Y2K fashion, it's still relevant today. You know, you still have people still using like earbuds with wires, or like hear people talking about how much they enjoy listening music through like their iPods or like their portable CD players with the headphones and the wires attached. That's really an overall staple to the overall aesthetic when it comes to the 2000s, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, people really pay homage to their past because of all of their different aesthetics and how much it really made an impact on them when they grew up, because this was the style that they came to be when they were growing up. So I see why people stick with it. And it's such a reoccurring theme in recent years, because people like to take past influences and put it with a modern twist. So now that Y2K, we have all these different trends coming back, but especially Y2K has been one of the biggest trends to come back in these past couple of years because of how popular it was back then and how popular it will be forever.
So moving down to the upper body level, you had these jackets with pins and stitches. They typically consisted of NBA logos, like NBA team logos, that type of thing, and just overall like logos that you wouldn't necessarily find in a certain position of the jacket, like on the shoulder, near like the stomach, or like even on like the back. So they were just all over the place. These are called Jeff Hamilton jackets. And typically, yeah, they had just a bunch of NBA teams and logos on there, but they're also applied through like track jackets, known as LRGs. They were primarily sold at Macy's and Market Streets. And back in the day, you would even be able to like bargain yourself getting this type of jacket. So yeah, I just find it interesting that pastimes such as like bargaining, or like kind of like negotiating with like the cashier, like the store owner, of the price for a certain like jacket back in the 2000s was like a common thing. So yeah, because if you saw it nowadays, you would kind of think like you shouldn't be shopping here, or just like, why are you trying to buy this if you can't afford it?
Yeah, and I think to add on to, not only were they obsessed with their jackets, but I think another thing was that they were really obsessed with their jerseys. I mean, in the 2000s, hip-hop artists and celebrities put them in everything. So, like, photo shoots, music videos, like, you name it. Wearing throwback jerseys in particular, and it featured all of these rappers, and this really solidified the trend for years to come. And I think that it was definitely a staple in the Y2K fashion, and it will continue to be.
They love their NBA accessories. They still do. You still see them at games. That's just a way of modern day rappers connecting with the tradition of going from wearing like nonstop NBA jerseys to actually being there at games courtside is a transition that has aged well. So the lower half, this really comes to mind when I think of the 2000s fashion within rap. It would have to be the overall bagginess aesthetic, moving from denims to jorts to just overall like what the pants. I mean, you would have like 4 inches of like jean around your legs like all time in like this period. So I feel like that's something that people will always remember the decade by, just like the overall bagginess, especially on the lower half, that really went well with what they were wearing, you know, as a shirt and what they had on their head. Just overall, really, really aged well.
Yeah, I mean, another thing is that fashion always comes in circles, and you can't really predict like what will be trending a few years later. So back then, I mean, in the 80s, there was all about tight-fitting clothing, all about really like thin material. But now in the 2000s, it's all about bagginess. It's all about thick, droopy. And I think that also makes for a definitive style and helps you remember it from the other trends.
All right, so finally moving on to the shoes. Now, the 2000 shoes, I can't say they've aged well as they have as the bagginess from the upper body or the pants or just even the hats. Because when I first think of 2000 shoes, I think of like New Balances, like Reebok, something that has definitely been dominated by other brands in modern day fashion. So it hasn't aged the best, but it's still relevant. You still see them selling it at like Dick's Sporting Goods or even like Walmart or like just your local retail shop or shoe store. You might see them with shoes from like the 2000s still in stock. So that's something that I think aged well as well.
Well, I think their shoes were really a decade of experimentation and the boundary pushing in the hip hop style. Across the board, I mean, it did take some trends from the 90s, but it also persisted into fresh styles and fashion brands. And it was one of the most iconic things ever, because even now, we still go back to these trends and we hope to today.
So a specific rapper that comes in mind when talking about the shoes would have to be Nelly. You know, the guy who made Dilemma or...
Hot in Here,
yeah, Nelly. What he did was he took white Air Force Ones, and he kind of put these certain patterns on them. He applied these patterns ranging from like brands, just overall like style. And he applied them on the shoes that helped them stand out from what they were wearing on their feet. For example, they use like Gucci print or like Louis Vuitton leather. And just that overall bling accessory kind of rich factor assisted into making hip hop fashion from the 2000s what it was.
Yeah, and I feel that Nelly was also really popular during this time because his music videos, like anything from his clothing to his accessories, would end up being another fashion trend in the Y2K. And his influences really define the course of the next decade with all of these fashion trends coming back. And it all just leads to how famous he was and how influential he was during this period of time.
So on a more personal note, I own a Billionaire Boys crew neck, vintage from the 2000s by Pharrell Williams, you know, a music producer, music artist, composer. He really did it all when it came to the 2000s. I saw a stat that said 43% of the songs on the radio in 2003 were produced by Pharrell Williams and the Neptunes. So that's just a whole other topic on his success. But going back to the Billionaire Boys Club, that is a brand he established with Nigo. And that just really pertains to a sort of different shift aesthetic in the 2000s. Because that focused on like astronauts and like outer space. Where like that doesn't come to mind when I think of 2000s rap fashion. But it definitely had an influence and impact. They remain relevant today. And they continue to dominate the market and still push boundaries with their releases. So knowing that you've complimented the sweater and seeing that, you know, you're kind of interested in the Billionaire Boys Club brand and the overall aesthetic, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that it was definitely a staple of its time, and that even with these trends coming back and influencing all of us, you see really every single diverse range of people coming to appreciate the Y2K fashion. Even me, like, if it wasn't for how popular it was, I don't think I would have been as obsessed with the Y2K fashion as I was right now. If it wasn't for all of these new fashion trends cycling back and coming back to make an impact on not only our society, but on our culture as well.
Yeah, so just another little side note here. I see these K-pop artists like Inhypen and aespa. You know, I see them wear like the vintage like sunglasses, like the gray outline with like the black tint shades. I see them wearing that with some baggy outfits. And I know you could probably run circles around me with this, but like just the influence of them, of these K-pop artists from a different country, from a different time period, honoring and kind of relating to what was popular and what was worn during this time. Like, what do you think about that?
What I think is so significant about these new K-pop groups, specifically popular ones, like you said, like Inhypen and NewJeans, is that if it wasn't for these new influences, is that their main audiences come from these Western countries. So in order to be as popular as they are today, they obviously take from Western culture, take from Western fashion, and that includes Y2K fashion. And I think it really helps us as the world, because we each come from different races, different diversities, and we come together to create this music that we can all listen together, because not only are we appreciating the artist, but we can appreciate the artist's fashion. And just how people like Eminem and Kanye had such a significance in Y2K back then, these new K-pop groups, these new artists have such a significance in the Y2K fashion how they are today.
All right. Yeah, that could have been better said, Violet. I think we said all we needed to say. I really appreciate you coming on for today's episode. And yeah, if any final thoughts, I'll let you say them right now and go for it.
What I really want to say is that Y2K will always be a fashion trend that is dominated by a lot of people. I mean, everyone can love it. Everyone appreciates it and respects it. And I think this particular trend is one of, if not the most popular trends to not only exist, but to cycle back for another decade of time. And I just really want to thank you for inviting me here, and I hope to be back.
All right. Thank you, Violet. That was Violet Casillas, everybody. To sum up rap fashion from the 2000 in one word, bling. It's the equivalent of saying drip in today's world, essentially. The overall aesthetic of Y2K is one of the most appreciated and influential eras fashion overall has ever seen. Brands that paved the way for opulent and high-end brand in today's society, such as Pharrell's Billionaire Boys Club or 50 Cent's G-Unit, offered a colorful and yet flashy set of attire unlike anything ever seen before. More often than not, when you hear the word rapper, you tend to think of an individual with a tall tee, white shirt, baggy black pants, and a chain down to their waist. This era saw many artists dressed like this, as it would only skyrocket from there. The longevity of the Y2K fashion has had its influence on not only artists, but listeners of hip-hop, as this era proves that something simple as a plain white t-shirt and black pants can have such an impact on the fashion world.